would like for you now to take a deep breath in and imagining that this deep breath is softening everywhere it touches. And this softening is spreading throughout the body with every breath you take. Just breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, holding that rhythm, allowing yourself to relax into this rhythm, it is as if you always breathe this way. Now, allowing the energy of your breath to enlighten your mind. This lightness of being of the breath, gentle focus on just that one thing. Just breathing in, breathing out, and now seeing before you a pool of light, that looks like the night sky, that deep, dark, indigo blue of the night sky. And you see this light, you can easily imagine stars filling it. As you step into this beautiful indigo light, this light becomes you, and the stars cover you, permeate you, penetrate down to your very DNA. This light, this beautiful, deep, dark, indigo blue, now who you are, and as this deep, dark indigo blue light, you are part of that which is all that is, this energy of all, of every living being, of all that has consciousness. for a moment. You touch for a split second what it means. Briefly, lightly, what it means to be God. And then you recognize that you already are God to all the parts of yourself. For you are the author of everything you do. And all of that is a part of you. Just as every sound around you, every living being, are all related to you. Just as your personalities are like cells in a body, there are, in fact, cells in your body, and they all hear you, they obey you, and they experience all the emotions and thoughts that you do. Taking a moment to recognize that these thoughts and their attendant emotions are yours. Yours through choice. It's what you've chosen. Everything in your life that you can see around you was chosen in the past. All the past, everything that's in front of you in this reality, figuratively speaking, is from the past. You created it back in the past, and you created it in part by being magnetic to it. That on the most simplistic level, you drew it to you by this magnetism that your emotional body emits. Recognizing that it isn't always an obvious desire, but it can often be the opposite of what is desired, for it is that which one fears. And recognizing that all of the things you see around you were projections also that you made. All of this is part of the energy of the will to unify. Opens a pathway to self-acceptance, to a unification between all the parts of yourself. It is an energy which produces vision. and it comes through love. All future creations contain an element of love, and the more love the creation contains, the more joyful the life becomes. And feeling the energy of intuition permeating your mental fields with a direct connection to your emotional body, which you can sense at the heart level. And bringing along subpersonalities, the ones who disbelieve the strongest, bringing them all together. And now, bringing them into that pool of indigo light. They too might unify themselves with everyone and everything. Taking a moment to hold in your hands that intention that you focused on in the will to initiate. And now, here in the indigo blue light, allowing that light to bathe the intentions, to find unity and harmony, finding the love it will bring to you or through you. And seeing that Ajna center lighting up even clearer, brighter, more receptive to the voice of yourself as soul. And just allowing this indigo blue light, allowing its richness and its deepness to saturate the energy you hold in your hands. Allowing it to merge, to join, to become the many who make up the one. But that is the will to unify the many who make up the one. And now, with your soul, stepping out of the light and turning to the custodian at Raylord, the custodian of this will, and give a bow and an expression of gratitude. Then turn to your soul, bow slightly, and greet them with namaste. I see the divine in you, and they return that greeting of namaste to you. Keeping in mind the way this energy feels to you, what thoughts you find arising out of this energy, asking yourself, is this wise? Is it loving? And if it is not wise or not loving, take that opportunity to understand. And coming back slowly into the room, when you are ready, we bid you namaste.